Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gen 20. It's the 30th of March and I just dropped off the kids at school, but I will only be collecting one this afternoon, and that will be Henry. Amelia's going on a school trip for a couple of days, which is another really strange thing. Oh, I might have mentioned before, it's a bit odd. She had one day of school this week and now they're off on their school trip. They're only about half an hour away, so it's not that far. It's been very emotional this morning. Not so much the kids, they seem to be fine. But I've never seen that many of the mums still around, and quite a few went off in tears or at least looking very emotional. Decided not to wave the kids off, but you know, they're in there, they're going to do their thing, they're going to be fine, they're going to have the best time ever. I know when I was little, going on a trip was always very exciting. I can't remember the whole packing thing and having to pack again on the way home. Somehow managed that, but it was just great going off and seeing new things. And it also looks like the weather's going to be fine, so at least, well, they're going to be in the mud apparently, but at least they're going to be, it's going to be sunshine and not too cold, it's supposed to get a bit warmer, which is also good. I think as usual it'll just be a bit strange for us, because we're left behind. Our lives carry on as before, but Jamila won't be there. That'd be very, very strange. She was very excited this morning. Very hyper, talking non-stop while I was still getting the last bits together. Henry's very excited that she's going too. He's very sort of, yay, he keeps saying yay, no Amelia for 2 days. I'm sure he doesn't mean that. I'll give him until tomorrow morning at the very latest before he misses her dreadfully, because she's always around. I'm pretty sure it's going to hit me later. I'm really happy for her to be going off and having some new experiences and having to sort things out for herself, and no mummy and daddy there to tell her what to do. I know that when I did that, that gave me lots of confidence to know that I can do this and I can look after myself. So I'm sure that'll be the same for her, and it'll all be amazing for them. So I'm sure they'll have a really good time. The teachers have just warned us that they will come back really grumpy because they're so tired, but we were told that bedtime's going to be at 9 o'clock. So after a really long, exciting day like that, and then really late bedtime, is going to be very interesting. So they will be tired, but then hey, there's a weekend coming, so, and holidays, so we'll be fine. I'll just go back to. I've got many exciting things planned for today. Just, someone with a car that looks far too big and driving way too fast. It'll be different, so as I say, but I'm sure it'll hit me later. Right now I'm feeling fine. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm sure they'll have a great time. So that's that. Not much of the week left now anyway. Hope you all have a good Wednesday, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.